this can't be healthy, what you're doing to me. The urges that spring up when I catch your eye across the room, when you come up behind me and slide your hands around my waist. Sudden needs I can taste on my tongue. A bad influence, that's what my mother would have called you. She had no fucking idea. All my life I've had urges. When lighting birthday candles as a kid, I'd hold the match to my finger until even the nail was gray fading to black, stripping the burned skin away, picking at the sore pink flesh underneath. I didn't know why I was doing it, but I knew I had to hide it. All my life, I've pushed it down, kept it out of sight, almost even from myself. This curiosity. Like when you're standing at the edge of a long drop, and all you have is this deep, alien urge to jump. Not a voice, more like a feeling. Fingers stroking down your spine. What if? What would it feel like? What would it feel like to bite my tongue and keep biting it long after I'm tasting blood? To take the knife I'm using on dinner and run it east to west instead? I might be masturbating right now. Harder. Faster than I should be. That's another urge I'll blame you for. I keep it pushed down, hidden away, but every time I hurt myself, every time pain strikes through me, it's so fucking strong. So much stronger than anything else I feel, except for sex. As the years have gone by, they become harder to separate because they are both so damn real. Everything else drops away then. Pain. Pleasure. The sharp edge of a razor-breaking skin. The push and pull of a finger circling my clit. Both connecting me to the moment, like waking up from a dream. Complete focus. And it's so hard to focus when I'm around you. Don't you know what you do to me? Don't you know the urges that surge through me when I hear your words? You have to know. You have to understand. This isn't healthy for me. What your words do to me, I've been trying to push it down, to hold it back. But I can't. Can't do that. Not with you. When you slide your fingers around my throat, squeezing just enough to make me squirm as you finger me, then you squeeze harder. Do you realize I don't want you to let go? When you slap my ass, make the blood rush to the surface, pink like my cheeks. I want it purple. I want it to ache tomorrow. I want you to use your belt. When you come in close, kissing my neck, your lips opening wider, moving down my collarbone as your fingers twine my hair, teeth pressing against my skin. Digging in, biting down. Do you realize I want my blood on your lips? I try to push these urges down like every other normal person. I try so hard because I know it's bad for me. But when you look at me from across the room or whisper in my ear or just send a message spelling out what you might do to me, just reading your words, I want you to hurt me. Fuck, I want it so bad. I want it even more than your cock and my cunt. And that's a lot of want. Damn it, I'm getting close. I need it to hurt. good, but... But I want it from you, not from me, not with my own urges, but the ones you give to me, the fire you light under my skin. Right on the reddening spot, already sore, gonna be so fucking sore. I'm here, completely focused in this moment, and I'm focusing on you. On you biting my neck while you twist my nipple, making me scream. On you seizing my throat to choke off my noise, squeezing tight, making me worry about permanent damage while everything slows and focuses, and I'm finally fucking alive. Could take a razor to me, mark my body. I want your signature and scars, a single moment of pain that lasts a lifetime. Will you lick up my blood afterwards? Come up and kiss me, share it with me, make me beg for more? I can't hit hard, can't hurt myself enough. It's not enough. You make me feel it more than anything else. You wake me up, please wake me up. Please make me hurt, make me bleed, make me come. Oh.